Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey there, bacon peeps. I'm going to show you how I'm going to get 1,281,813 tweets about my new book, The Bacon System. Yes, 1,281,813, and I'm not done yet because I only have 89 out of 100 supporters. So let's talk about building a sphere of influence by building a sphere of influencers. So my wife doesn't really understand, why do I get on an airplane and go to Atlanta or Denver or San Diego or LA or wherever to go to conferences? Well, it's really quite simple. I go there to meet people. And a lot of the people at these conferences that I go to are internet marketers, speakers, authors, coaches. They are people who are influencers. Now, what's an influencer? An influencer is somebody who is doing things out in the internet world. They're on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, Blab, Periscope, whatever it is. And they've got a huge audience. And I'm not meeting them just for their audience. I'm meeting them to get to know them personally, to strike up conversations, to create relationships. And the first thing about creating relationships that you have to understand is that it's not about you. That's the title of my first book. It's not about you. It's about bacon, relationship marketing in a social media world. So the whole key with this is, like, how can you help those people promote themselves? This is why I do the weekly podcast and I do the interviews with people. I do a Blab show. I write blogs and do all these things because I'm using it as a platform. A platform, think of it as a speaker standing on a platform where you rise above the crowd so that you can project and be seen. And that's the thing. That's what I'm doing. I'm projecting and trying to get seen by people who are doing an incredible job of creating a tribe and creating a crowd. So what I use these tools for is to help them promote themselves first. There's a great book by my mentor. His name is Al Ritter. Check it out. It's called The 100-0 Principle. And this book basically states, give 100% of yourself 100% of the time, expect nothing in return, and watch what happens. Now, that may sound counterintuitive, but let me tell you, it works. So by bringing these people on my podcast, talking about them in my blogs, getting them on the Blab show, I'm helping to promote them to my audience, to you. And honestly, they give some incredible information. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons that I pick the people that I pick is because I want to pick their brains and learn from them, because if I'm learning from them, you're going to learn from them. And that's what I do. And now I get to expose them to thousands of people every single month. And they get to build their brand. Now, okay, what does that do for me? Well, it's not anything, because I'm giving 100% of myself 100% of the time, expect nothing in return. But when it is time to do something, I can connect with them. I can talk to them. I can do a direct message on Facebook with somebody who's got millions of followers, thousands of people that are paying attention to them every single day, maybe even every single minute. So what I'm trying to do is build a sphere of influence through a sphere of influencers. What's my sphere of influence? Well, I'm an author, I'm a speaker, I'm a coach. I want to be able to spread my message as well, and I'm sure you do too. The whole thing is that you need to connect with people that you can help, and maybe they can connect you with people that can help you. But it starts by giving first. If I walked up to somebody like a Joel Comm or Brian G. Johnson or Steve Memel or Ken MacArthur and said, hey, I want to be the person that you promote next, what do you think the reaction would be? Who are you? Right? You know, they don't know you from Adam. Of course, everybody wants to be promoted, but it takes getting to know somebody on a one-on-one level first. So, what I do is I go to these conferences, I serve. I get up and I will help with tech. I'll introduce people. I will take pictures of them and promote them to my crowd, to my peeps, to you on Facebook, on Twitter, on Pinterest, on Instagram, whatever it takes. By doing that, then I start to become somebody that they remember, somebody that they view as an influencer for them, because I'm sharing them with my audience. And then in return, when I need something, I can ask. So there's many times I get people on my podcast and I do this interview and they turn around and say, dude, great interview. How about coming on my podcast? How about coming on my blab? Let me interview you for an article. Let's do something to help promote you in return. And that's awesome. And it happens. And I get great influencers sharing my story. So now I can talk about the Bacon System book. As a matter of fact, when I went out to the conference this weekend, I haven't finished the book yet, but I had 30 preview copies shipped. And they're sitting out there in a box. And then one by one, I started distributing them to the influencers and gave each one of them a copy. And then people in the audience said, ooh, I want a copy of that book. And I said, well, I've only got a limited few, so I had to pick and choose. I couldn't give it to everybody in the conference. But I was able to give it to a handful of people. And what did they do? They took pictures with me in the book, or they took selfies with the book. So what it did is they promoted my product to their audience because I gave them something. And again, I don't expect them to do anything, but give 100% of yourself, 100% of the time, expect nothing in return, and watch what happens. And that was a way for me to be able to promote my book to a larger audience. And it'll be coming out soon, and look for it at Amazon.com. Now, let me tell you how I got that 1,281,813 tweets ready to go. And I'm not done yet. There is a website called thunderclap.it. And this is the way that it works. Is you create a thunderclap and what you say is, I would love your support on Thunderclap. And you send this to the influencers. So I put out direct messages to each one of the influencers that I knew I was going to meet at this conference and many more. And what happens is they say, yeah, totally, dude, I'll support you. So what they do is they tweet, they Facebook or put on Tumblr, hey, I'm supporting Brian Basilico and his new book, The Bacon System. Now, this tweet is going to happen right before I do the book launch. All they're saying is that they support it. And when I release this, this will automatically tweet on their behalf to their entire audience a message about my book and its upcoming launch. And I've had some incredible people, Joel Comm, Warren Whitlock, Jeanette Joy Fisher, Rajesh Shetty. I mean, there's just tons and tons of people who are huge social influencers who said, yeah, dude, I'll support you. Thank you for the book. Why would people do this? Because they know, like, and trust me, because I got to know them on a one-on-one level, and they're willing to give their support. It doesn't cost them anything. It's like crowdfunding using GoFundMe, but with their social influence. It will tweet, it will Facebook on their behalf to their audience saying, I know this guy, I like this guy, I trust him, and I just want to tell you that he's releasing a book. So there's lots of ways to use this. You just have to invest upfront in people. I always say that relationships are the currency of business. In this case, these relationships are helping me to grow my platform, to expand my audience, and to get my message in front of millions. You can do this on a local basis by simply getting out, networking, shaking hands, meeting people, but help them first.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.